From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey says it has shot down a Russian warplane in its airspace. Reports indicate Turkey has downed a Russian warplane that violated airspace along the Syrian border. The fate of the crew not clear. Turkey issued multiple warnings about such violations, including at least two Russian planes since Moscow began its air campaign over Syria September 30th. Meanwhile, Belgian authorities are maintaining a maximum alert in Brussels to prevent a Paris-style attack and allow police to search for terror suspects. More than 20 have been detained Monday and Sunday. Charles Michel is the Belgian prime minister. He says he hopes life can return to normal gradually with schools and the city's metro system scheduled to reopen to the public Wednesday. Late Monday, the U.S. government issued a worldwide travel alert warning Americans that Islamic State extremists and other terror groups continue planning attacks in multiple regions. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on four current and former Burundian officials, it says, have contributed to ongoing turmoil. It freezes assets the men may have in U.S. jurisdictions and blocks them from entering U.S. territory. Meanwhile, Reuters report armed vigilantes with automatic rifles are patrolling neighborhoods plagued by violence. This man, who claims to be a group leader, says this is not a rebel movement, but people wanting to protect their communities from violence that has plagued the country since President Pierre Nkurunziza announced his intention in April to seek a controversial third term. Monday, Burundian officials suspended 10 non-governmental organizations that have been opposed to the president's move to stay in office, accusing them of being involved in anti-government activities. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there's a united front against the Islamic State group and that he's absolutely convinced the militants will be defeated. Speaking on the NBC network Monday, Mr. Kerry said the pace against the IS group is picking up.
I believe ISIS is going to be defeated. ISIS is not 10 feet tall. I have absolute confidence that as we increase what we are doing today, as there is more focus, I'm just in Abu Dhabi now. We've just had serious meetings here. I'm about to meet with the Saudi Arabians. There is a very clear focus by everybody. There is a united front, and I am absolutely convinced that Daesh will be defeated and there will be increased steps taken in order to do so.
Mr. Kerry is in Israel to discuss the IS threat, the Syrian conflict, the latest violence between Israelis and Palestinians. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered France new assistance Monday for its strikes against IS insurgents in Syria, saying he'll ask the British Parliament this week for approval to join the fight against the jihadists. He praised French efforts to combat the IS group during a visit Monday to Paris.
It is absolutely right to take decisive action to stop terrorists when they are threatening the lives of innocent citizens. The United Kingdom will do all in our power to support our friend and ally France to defeat this evil death cult.
Mr. Cameron said French warplanes can use a British airbase in Cyprus to launch attacks on IS targets and offered air-to-air refueling services. French President Hollande plans to meet President Obama at the White House Tuesday, along with Germany's chancellor, Russia's leader, and China's president later this week in search of global support for a coordinated attack on the IS group. President Vladimir Putin was in Tehran Monday for talks with Iranian leaders about the crisis in Syria.
Будем укреплять наше взаимодействие в рамках международной группы по Сирии.
On his first trip to Iran in 8 years, the Russian leader vowed to deepen cooperation on a political solution to the Syrian civil war. Russia began launching attacks against what are called terror groups in Syria in late September. Mali is in the midst of 3 days of national mourning for victims of Friday's attack on a luxury hotel in the capital Bamako that killed 19. Two gunmen were killed. Malian authorities are searching for at least three other suspects they believe are connected to the attack. A representative from Northern Mali's separatist group said the assault on the hotel was an effort to derail the fragile peace process. Eurozone finance ministers have approved a more than $2 billion bailout for Greece after Athens passed the necessary economic reforms. The formal approval came Monday after Greece's parliament backed new austerity measures, including higher taxes on wine and road use, as well as more limited protection for distressed mortgage holders. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.